Good morning and welcome to Plugged Into Long Island on 102.3 WBAB and 106.1 BLI. I'm Al Levine, and we're talking about the Tunnels to Towers Foundation and a special fundraiser going on today. And with us, we have Andrew McClure. He's the Director of Corporate and Community Development for the organization. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
Rasha Elefan, who's the Chief Organizer of the major event, High-Low 4x4, which we'll talk about. Good morning, Rasha.
Good morning.
And Frank Totino, manager of Miller's, who's also a big part of what's going on coming up.
How you doing?
Good. Thanks for coming, guys. All right, let's start with let's talk a little bit about Tunnels to Towers and the foundation itself. Give us a little background information on all that.
Well, the foundation was started right after September 11, 2001. Stephen Siller was a New York City firefighter who lost his life on that day, and his journey from the foot of the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel to the Trade Center that day is one of incredible magnitude that is spoken about pretty much each and every day in fire department lore.
Mm-hmm.
So Stephen was done with his shift on September 11, 2001, and was heading to play golf with his brothers, and rather than continue home to Staten Island, when he heard that the North Tower had been hit, instead he headed back to the firehouse to get his gear. But his fellow firefighters had already left, responded to the call. So rather than say, heck, you know, I tried, I can't make it, he drove to the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel, which had been closed to all but emergency vehicles.
Right.
So Stephen was left with the option of really nothing. He'd go home. He wasn't getting into Manhattan. Decided to put his gear on his back, 60 pounds of firefighter gear, and started on foot and ran from the foot of the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel to the Trade Center, where he lost his life that day, saving others.
And so the idea of Tunnels to Tower, the foundation, began.
Yeah, and we hold what we're probably best known for is the annual Tunnels to Towers run, where 25,000 people last year, and we've been doing this since 2002, 25,000 people last year followed Stephen's footsteps from the foot of the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel to the area of the Trade Center.
Fantastic. So the fundraiser's coming up. And my next question here would be the High-Low 4x4. What is that?
We're just a local community group of Jeeps, trucks. We even have a Honda Pilot. We kind of welcome everybody, but we started out 7 months ago with the idea of doing more community organization type of things, not just the aspects of a social group. And so we've come together. We have like quite a few members and growing. That's how we ended up getting together with Frank, actually, from Miller's Ale House. We were there as one of a meet, started telling him a little bit about what we were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And it only made sense that, you know, we're huge supporters of military, of veterans, of service people in general, as well as, you know, children's cancer. And we've done St. Baldrick's and feeding transitional housing veterans,
mm-hmm.
you know, for Thanksgiving. That our own John, who's here, he runs that run every year, and he really was passionate about us taking this cause up. And that's how this whole thing evolved into getting in touch with Mr. McClure and getting in touch with Mr. Totino. And here we are now.
Okay.
This event.
All right. So this event, obviously, to draw more awareness and get more participation, and what activities are going to be going on at it?
We're going to have a dunk tank. I mean, we'll be serving food outside, burgers, dogs, some chicken. We'll have it'll be a car show. So we're going to have a ton of old military vehicles, muscle cars, trucks and Jeeps. It's going to be a great day for a great cause.
Okay. And when is this?
This is going to be June 23rd, 2018 at Miller's Ale House in Lake Grove.
Okay. And how are we doing so far with people signing up for it? And I must have a little bit to go.
We have Actually, the response has been incredible. Right. Local firehouses. We've had a couple local firehouses reach out to us. We have two official monster trucks coming that will be there. One of them, a friend of ours has one of them. And from there, he put us on to a lot of people. We have the Batmobile coming. We might have the Ghostbusters cars coming. So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I think we're all very excited because we didn't want it just to be a car show. It meant much to us that, one, Tunnels to Towers be highlighted, even though Miller's Ale House and Hilo 4x4 are the presenters of the event.
Mm-hmm.
It's really all about raising money for this incredible foundation. I work as an RN in a government facility, so I get to see the impact that Tunnels to Towers has on a daily basis. They come up a lot. I think here on Long Island, we don't get to see as much of what they're doing. And we are, I know myself and Frank have talked about it, we really want this to become an annual event and this be a jump off for something that we can continue to do and continue to raise money for their efforts, especially because I'd love for Andy to tell you more about the things they've done here right on Long Island that a lot of people miss out on.
Sure.
Well, our biggest program by far is our smart home program, where we're building from the ground up and gifting mortgage-free smart homes to the country's most catastrophically injured service members. Now, this is not a list anybody wants to be on. The minimum criteria to be included in this program is double amputation above the knee. So we've helped quadruple amputees, triple amputees, numerous double amputees. And we feel like providing them with a home, because no standard homes are equipped to meet the burdens that these men and women face every day,
mm-hmm.
whether it's wheelchair, whether it's, with their prosthetics, whether it's, being able to take a shower.
Right.
These homes are making a significant difference in the lives of these service members. And yes, we are building one here on Long Island right now, which will be gifting in about a month Corporal Christopher Levy, who was injured about a decade ago.
Uh-huh.
He's a double amputee and very deserving. That home will be in Melville. And hopefully Christopher will be attending this event.
Fantastic, yeah. How do these people reach out to you initially to get the ball rolling on something like this?
Well, we have the website, tunneltotowers.org, and gives the entire criteria. A lot of it is word of mouth. We've built or in the design stage or in the construction phase of 75 mortgage-free homes for service members throughout the country.
Wow.
So we've become national. At the beginning it was build one home here, one home there, and it's really taken off. And it's the need has not abated one bit. So there's tremendous, tremendous need. So we're going to be around forever. As long as people need help, we're going to help them.
And what do you guys need as far as help to keep this thing going? Like, what's the big? I mean, obviously contributions, but
funding is the biggest,
yeah.
Without question.
Yeah.
These homes cost anywhere from $600,000 to $800,000 to build and gift, and like I say, they're gifted mortgage free. The service member and the family has skin in it, where they're paying taxes and they're paying their living expenses, but other than that, this is a gift.
Yeah, for sure.
It's one of the reasons why this was such a big undertaking for our club, because we've done so much, related to outreach for veterans and military people in another way. However, Tunnels to Towers incorporates so much.
Mm-hmm.
I know they do the PTSD dog program. They do a number of first responders. Recently, those military gentlemen that lost their lives in the helicopter accident, they paid their families' mortgages. So you're talking about an organization that their reach is incredible, not just for the service people involved, but they respect what service families go through also.
Right.
And it's something that, as a group, Hilo 4x4, you know, a lot of our decals or a lot of our sweatshirts or everything that we have is always in honor of the military.
Mm-hmm.
So we are so excited to be able to work with this foundation, but more importantly, we are hoping that in the future, never take away from the symbolism of the 9/11 run, because that's everything. However, maybe Long Island, we will be able to organize along with Miller's Ale House in the future and continue to work with Tunnels to Towers to make something bigger happen here on Long Island on an annual basis, so we can have our own representation of contributing, mm-hmm. as well as honoring, because we should be supporting those that have served us.
Right.
You know, and that's kind of been the motto of our club. And now it's just great to see it start to come together with this event, which has just blown up. Mm-hmm. We know, I don't think any of us expected. We thought
None
it was going
to be
a car show.
as big as it is.
Yeah.
Is this the first time you guys are coming together?
First time.
Yes.
First time. Wow. Frank, how did you get involved? How did you choose to get involved with this stuff?
Well, Rasha's group came in, sat down at one of the tables in my restaurant, and, you know, I always go around, check on the tables, make sure everyone's doing okay. And I started talking to her, and she told me about her group and what they do, and, you know, and I was like, let's do something together. So little did I know that I think the day after, I got a text message from her telling me what was going on, and then all this started. You know, she, you know, has been amazing through this whole process, and, you know, this event to help Tunnels to Towers is going to be incredible, and I can't wait for it to happen, because I know that's probably going to be the funnest day of work I have all year.
Tell us, Frank, about some of the specials going on at Miller's Ale House and celebration of
this.
Well,
we have a ton. Every night there's a dinner special. Tuesday nights, kids eat free with a purchase of an entree. You got prime rib Tuesdays and Thursdays for $14.99. You get a big 12-ounce prime rib. We have specials every day. Happy hour 3 to 6, Sunday through Thursday. It's a great place to bring your kids, have a good time, hang out, watch the game. We have over 70 TVs. I know it's not football season, but it will be soon. But even if you just want to come down and watch the Yankee game, perfect place to do it.
Right. Awesome. And a certain percentage, I guess, of the checks coming in.
What we're going to do is on that day, the whole entire business day, we're going to do a 20%. Give back. So 20% of every check in the restaurant will go back to Tunnels to Towers. And we're going to donate through that way. And you know, obviously, you know, we're going to have the event, and anybody who decides to come, you're more than welcome to donate. We'll have spots set up for donations. I believe we're doing all the cars who are buying the spots. All that is also going to Tunnels to Towers.
Yeah. We're basically asking our vendors. We've got a great response from vendors, all different types of vendors, to write a check directly to Tunnels to Towers. On the day of the event, naturally, we'll be having to collect cash as cars come in and so on and so forth. But we are definitely on point with Andy and the whole team of people, Miller's Ale House, their staff, to make sure that every single cent will go to Tunnels to Towers. My group,
Absolutely.
Miller's Ale House. Yeah. We have all come together and really put out of our own pockets to get this event, you know, going. And we're very proud of having to do that. So our most important factor is to make sure that every cent that is made that day goes to the foundation so they can continue their work. And then in the future, we can continue to help them continue their work.
Sounds good to me. When, again, is the event?
June 23rd.
Okay.
From 11 a.m. to 4 p.m.
And it is at?
Miller's Ale House in Lake Grove.
Which is 4000 Middle Country Road, Lake Grove, New York.
Okay. All right. Great. And, of course, the website has all that information on it, too.
Yes. And Hilo also has all the information about specifically to the event.
Let's get those websites.
The Hilo website is www.hilo4x4.org.
Okay.
And
the foundation is Tunnel, 2, tunneltowers.org. So tunneltowers.org.
A couple of dot orgs, 4x4.org and tunnels2towers.org. Okay, great. Let's talk a little bit about the annual Tunnel to Towers run in the city.
Well, that's the event that we're best known for, without question. We started in 2002 drawing, I want to say, 1,500 to 2,000 people, and it's morphed into one of the most recognized 5K runs in the country. We had 25,000 participants last year. It's always the last Sunday in September. And like I say, you're basically retracing Stephen's steps through the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel into Manhattan to the area of the Trade Center. And then there's a huge street fair that takes on anybody who participated or anyone who just came out to cheer the runners and walkers on. It's an extremely patriotic event. And to be able to, it's daunting to go through that tunnel and kind of feel Stephen's spirit as you're making the journey. Mm-hmm. And I would implore everyone to do it at least once. I find that people go once, they never stop coming back. So,
well, John goes every year and dresses in his fireman's uniform and does that run every single year.
No kidding. John is with us today as part of the crew here for the show. let's talk about the foundation and what they do for first responders.
Yeah, Rasha alluded to that a little bit. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we have far too many firefighters and police officers losing their lives in the line of duty throughout the country. We always will support our first responders. And in many cases, we've reached out to the family within 24, 48 hours after them losing a firefighter, police officer, and have offered to pay off the family's mortgage or provided financial support to the children in the form of trust accounts, college assistance, whatever it takes to remove some sort of burden from the family because every day is different from here on in. Mm-hmm. And we've done it in Long Island. We've done it in New York. We've done it in Dallas, Iowa, Louisiana, unfortunately throughout the entire country. We've had service members lose their lives, and we can't help everyone, but we do reach out to each and every family that loses a loved one in the line of duty.
Right. Of course, we're talking about the Smart Home Program, and they're building houses all over the country, which is tremendous. And it's a huge expenditure, so you guys be looking for donations. And
always.
The best way to do that?
Well, we do want you to come to the event, but you can go right on our website. Again, tunneltotowers.org. You could become a monthly donor. You could do a one-time donation. You can call us up and learn a little bit more about the foundation and then make a decision as to what type of donation you want to make. But I can assure you this, we work lean. 93% of every dollar that we spend goes directly to the cause.
Wow.
So there's no fat here.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Just Rasha. To add to that, that's one of the biggest reasons why we ended up wanting to work with their foundation. When Andy and I met, when we pick a foundation or we pick an organization that we're going to work with as a group, a lot of what we look at is how much the expenditures are compared to how much is actually going from what we collect to the people it's supposed to go for.
Yeah.
My personal rule of thumb has been less than 10%.
Huh.
Because if you're expending more than 10%, if I give you $100, then only 90 of it is going to where I need it to go to.
Right.
You put that on a larger scale and all the work that this group does.
Yeah.
We're not talking about 30 diehard people that put these things together.
Mm.
It's not that many numbers.
No.
That was a big thing for us. That was huge in the sense that they do such a wonderful job of making sure that the money that comes in goes to the people that it needs to go to and not on expenditures of running the foundation.
Right.
So,
which can't be easy to do, I'm sure.
Well, it's not. We have plenty of expenses, but we've grown considerably, but if you're going to be if you're going to attract donors, especially in this day and age when you know, everything you do, and rightly so, is scrutinized, you better be doing the right thing. And not only is our number considerably high at 93.1%, we get a 4-star rating from Charity Navigator, which is the largest and most utilized evaluator of charities. Mm. So we have the top score. Our accountability and everything we do is extremely. It's based on sound financial management. That's it's never going to change. If we change that, we're changing who we are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the Tunnels to Towers Foundation, Andrew, the director, and the Tunnels to Towers fundraiser again, June 24th. Frank, you want to give the
23rd.
Oops, I'm sorry, 23rd.
Come both days.
Yeah, why not? So there might not be much going on the 24th.
Rain day.
Frank, give the address again of Miller's.
4000 Middle Country Road, Lake Grove, New York.
All right, fantastic. Now, up to this point, obviously, you need more participants, but do you need vendors? Do you need more people participating on that side? Or
We're always looking for vendors. We're kind of specific now about, you know, we are filling up. We definitely like the family-based vendors because we'd like to see the families come in and the kids come in. But we're, you know, because it's Miller's and Miller's has committed, you know, one of the things I think I'd like to highlight about Miller's when we started talking about this is that normally it's a 10% give back for this event. It's been raised 20%, mm-hmm. which is a big deal. So sure. We want to make sure that we're kind of staying away from food vendors simply to make sure that we as much money goes to the foundation as possible.
When you come to eat, we want you to eat in the Miller's restaurant yeah. because 20% of whatever you spend is going right back to Tunnels.
That's where the bang's going to go for the buck.
And that's really what the whole day is all about.
But the event itself is called the Anything on Wheels event. So, I mean, you can have a really cool lawnmower and you want to show it, bring it down. It's all about having a really good time.
Okay, all right.
We have military trucks. We have, you know, we've talked a little bit about that. And then we also have the simple stuff, like just like lifted Jeeps, lifted trucks, beautiful cars, muscle cars. Actually, our group owns, if you know anything about the 4x4 community, we own a flex ramp where you can ride it up and see how much travel you'll get on your wheels.
Okay.
That will be at the event, where we'll be asking for a donation and people can take pictures and, you know, and have fun. So anything that draws in fun, we want it to be pleasant. We want it to be positive. Yeah. And we also ask that when the cars come in, because we all know what's going on Long Island at the Long Island car meets, mm-hmm. just respect the spot. This is about Tunnels to Towers. This isn't about anything else. So we'd like to make sure that the families are comfortable there,
sure.
people are comfortable there,
right.
and that it goes off without a hitch.
Good. It does sound fun for the kids. I know we just had our Touch a Truck event, so you know, the kids light up when they see those vehicles. So
yeah.
It should be fun. And it's a great cause, of course, as well. Let's give those website addresses again. First, for the Hilo 4x4.
www.hilo4x4.org.
Okay, and the Tunnels to Towers Foundation.
Again, it's tunnel2towers.org. And if I can add, you know, you've asked me about, you know, what this foundation needs. This type of effort is monumental. To be able to get citizens and organizations to step up and run a third-party type event, it leverages our time. It leverages, it raises money, obviously, and awareness, and it does keep our expenses down. There's no doubt about it. So if we're not actively managing every aspect of the an event, then we're out there doing it somewhere else. So this is a big help to have a third party run an event for us. So that's an area that we could certainly use people to step up and, you know, run a car wash, run something, mm-hmm. raise some mm-hmm. money for a foundation. Anyway, right. There'll be a lot of people in need.
Good. I'm glad you guys found each other. Good luck on the event. And
thank
we look
you.
Forward to it. Andrew, Rasha, and Frank, thanks for joining us this morning on Plugged Into Long Island on 102.3 WBAB and 106.1 BLI.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.